With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the story this morning out of New York City. It also includes the city of Chicago, but new laws in both places are banning electronic cigarettes from restaurants, bars, and other places. They go in effect today. What do you think?
Good idea. I'll tell you why. While some people use it getting off of smoking, it is also one of those things that could end up as an incentive towards smoking. It reminds me, I remember one guy was selling, I always thought it was unscrupulous, bubble gum in the form of chewing tobacco. Or how about those people who sold candy cigarettes that got kids hooked? It's all bad, and I really think that it ought to be proscribed.
Speed cameras. New York City and Long Island would see hundreds of new school zone speed cameras under legislation that's been endorsed by the New York State Assembly. But in general, the issue of speed cameras to catch us speeding.
Well, you know, the new technology, and there's no question that a lot of people won't like it because a lot of people like to speed. But on the other hand, speeding causes accidents, and especially terrible in school zones. In New York City, they have cameras all over the place. And talked to a cab driver not that long ago who was telling me that it's like musical chairs. If you get caught, you know, with your wheel out, you're going to get a ticket. And that is something, of course, that makes a lot of sense. I have to tell you, you drive on the Long Island Expressway or even on the West Side Highway in New York, and you see these crazy guys, you know, having fun going around and swerving in and out the rest. I like the idea of speed cameras. If you're a law-abiding citizen, what do you have to worry about?
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Senator Schumer yesterday proposing an act of Congress to reform that scandal-ridden authority, and he called it a political cookie jar.
He's right. We all know it. Schumer is making noises that may annoy Governor Cuomo because we all know about Governor Christie. But if you're saying that it's a political cookie jar, that means a political cookie jar on both sides of that bridge. And now we know that Preet Bharara has been making some very strong comments about things like Cuomo's disbanding of the Moreland Act Commission. And that's the U.S. attorney appointed by who, basically? Schumer. He was his chief of staff. So if you add up one and one, maybe there's some storm clouds brewing between Schumer and Cuomo.
The cloud of heroin abuse is a scourge in the region and in the country right now, Alan. You see New York moving to make tougher laws. And, of course, Vermont's governor made it the central part of his budget speech. Heroin.
You know, it's all a matter of pricing because a lot of the younger people and others who got hooked on OxyContin and some of the other prescription drugs, which is very expensive, very hard to get. But heroin is now cheap. And as the old saying goes, that's how they get you. So I think, you know, you have to be very careful. And then people will start talking about methadone again. You go to the New York State Library, you can look about the Ornstein group in the New York State Senate and find out who wrote the first report for the State Senate, and you'll find my name on it.